The U.S. dollar began the day on strong footing, with dollar yen climbing above 155, despite dovish remarks from Fed Governor Waller, who reiterated support for a December rate cut amid labor market weakness and pressure on lower-income households. Japan reacted swiftly to the yen slide, with Finance Minister Katayama expressing concern over one-sided and rapid FX moves, while Prime Minister Takaichi faces growing calls to shift her stance on BOJ policy and deliver a more credible stimulus plan as she meets BOJ Governor Ueda today. The broader dollar strength also weighed on the Australian dollar, sending Aussie dollar back below 65 following RBA minutes that reflected caution on inflation and policy looseness. Today's data slate includes U.S. labor indicators like ADP employment, factory orders, and housing metrics, which come alongside signs of rising layoff notices and narrowing odds of a December Fed cut. Meanwhile, European Central Bank speakers are active, though, with U.S. Fed commentary continuing after hours. Bitcoin extended its month-long sell-off, now in negative territory year-to-date and sinking below 90K, as shrinking liquidity and fading expectations for imminent rate relief continue to sap risk sentiment. Elsewhere, Canada's PM Carney narrowly survived a budget vote, while UK Chancellor Reeves is reportedly weighing a tax hike on bank profits. In Asia, heightened geopolitical tensions between China and Japan over Taiwan are adding pressure to markets already bracing for NVIDIA earnings, which have become a litmus test for stretched tech valuations. That's all for now.